from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Training camp has come back. Our Thursday at 5:20 guest, Albert Breer of the MMQB on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Albert, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Not much, buddy. How's L.A.?
It's nice. It's nice. It's like the same temperature and weather and all that as it always is. So, no, it's been good. There are five teams out here. A little tricky traveling. Because I was on Delta earlier in the week, we got that sorted out, and I'm out here now.
Were you in place when Jim Harbaugh compared being back in the NFL to being born and being in a womb?
I was like close by. I was actually waiting outside to meet up with him. So I didn't actually hear it. But you know, I think that that's what we're all in store for here, over the next few months. And it's definitely, and I don't know how much you guys remember about what it was like when he was in San Francisco, but it's definitely a looser, more open Harbaugh, I think, than we saw before. And I think we all benefit from it. So I guess I got my selfish reasons to be happy he's back in the league, but it's good from a work standpoint too.
So I actually think I know we can be cynical about the Michigan thing. I really don't care about that. He did a great job there. I think he walks back into the NFL as one of the best coaches in the NFL. I am curious the difference between being in San Francisco and LA and whether Jim's propensity to say zany things will be more of a national news story, given that he's in the second biggest media market in America now instead of merely in the top 10 in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I mean, I think like those things are sort of dependent on the notoriety of a guy. And I'd say all that stuff with Jim became a bigger deal while he was at Michigan, right? Like, and so I'm not even so sure that it's tied to the market that he's in as it is, like, I think Jim Harbaugh was going to be a national story regardless of where he wound up in the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, and does being in LA enhance it a little bit? Maybe, you know, although I don't know if you guys would rank it the number two sports market in the country based on how much people pay attention and care. I don't think it's number two. I might put it behind much smaller cities like the one you guys are in. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of attention there. And national attention, I think. And to me, like, because he's become such a national figure, I think, you know, he crosses over whatever market he's in. And, you know, I think there are a lot of people outside of Los Angeles that care a lot about it, too, and are interested to see what happens.
Albert, from a broader perspective, what do you think is the most interesting storyline coming into this NFL season?
Well, that's one of them for sure. And what happens with the Chargers and how quickly he can turn it around. And if he's able to do the same thing that he did at Stanford and San Francisco and Michigan. I think one thing that sort of stuck out to me early on is the amount of contract disputes there are. And you guys obviously had one there in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. If you go back to the way it was before the 2011 CBA, guys back then were really willing to push the envelope and willing to sit out of camp and willing to make their point in a very forceful way. And because the owners put in penalties that punish guys for doing that in a way that, like, just, I mean, was over the top, you sort of saw that at the beginning it really kind of died. And then you saw it come back a little bit with Aaron Donald and Cam Chancellor and some of those guys at the end of the old CBA. And they strengthened the penalties again in the new CBA. And now, like, you know, for a few years, we haven't seen this. So the fact that all of this is happening at once, And, you know, I mean, you guys are there with Amari Cooper, but in San Francisco, Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams, and with, you know, I think Matthew Stafford being, you know, kind of forceful about getting his contract done. Obviously, the guys in Dallas, Dak and CD and Micah, like, I think you're seeing guys being more forceful about trying to get contracts. And so, you know, for a lot of these teams now, this is becoming an issue. So it's just, it's going to be interesting to see where all of those land. And, you know, I think whether or not we see this now on a more annual basis will really depend on whether all these guys get paid, you know, and if these guys get rewarded for doing what they're doing.
You mentioned Amari Cooper. Obviously, a resolution is now in place between Amari and the Browns. But he said something earlier today, Albert, about he was under the impression, he was given the impression that he was going to get his contract extended and it wasn't going to end this same way. What did you make of how everything went down with Amari and how we got to this point?
Yeah, I think like it's just an effort to get him in camp, you know, and like, if there is a divide, you know, like that is one way to just take care of it, put a Band-Aid on it. I think that's where it is more than anything else. It's just like, let's find a solution so we get to work on the 2024 season. Now, if I'm Amari, of course, you know, any guy who's in that position pursuing his third contract, you know, the concern is I'm going to have an injury and then they're going to look at my age and, you know, that money that, you know, we're talking about now is going to be gone. So I think that would be Amari's concern. But certainly, you know, the Browns feel like they've got a team that can compete right now. And, you know, based on the way last year went and, you know, the offseason that Deshaun Watson had, there's good reason for them to really, you know, see themselves as going in the right direction. And it's tough to maintain that sort of momentum, optimism, whatever you want to call it, if you've got a big ticket contract negotiation that's fouling up the beginning of camp. So there's a way to take care of it, and I mean, we'll see if they can get something else done down the line to keep him around longer.
Albert, one of the things Amari said was that he went in expecting a longer-term deal. Do we know if the Browns gave him any indication that they'd be willing to do a long-term deal, or is maybe that just his own internal expectation, or maybe that was his with the agent?
I mean, I think they would like to. I think you know, I think everybody would like to have a resolution where they have him around for a little longer. You know, the receiver market's just been super tricky this year. I think that's the best way to kind of describe that. Like, I mean, you know, there are a bunch of teams that were very, very aggressive in going and signing their guys. And, you know, you look back now at what the Eagles did, right, and what the Lions did, you know, and what the Texans did with Nico Collins and what the Dolphins did with Jalen Waddle. And, you know, their aggression looks really smart now. Those guys all signed for right around $28 million a year. And since Justin Jefferson signed at 35, and all those teams knew Jefferson was going to get done, so, like, they moved aggressively to try to get their guys taken care of, you know, first. And now, you know, what does that mean for CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Ayuk? And if those two guys now get paid at a higher rate because of Jefferson, then that's, of course, going to affect somebody like Cooper. And that's where you start to look at the rate for it, his age. Do we want to be paying this guy this much money when he's 32, 33 years old? Those are the sorts of questions that get asked now with the receiver market because of the way things have changed over the course of the last 4 or 5 months.
Albert, what is your expectation for when Nick Chubb plays this year for the first time?
I don't have one right now, honestly, guys. Like, I got to plead ignorance on that. I think they will be careful with him, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's important that they take their time and, you know, I do think, like, there's some confidence in that building that they have a playoff team and a team that's ready to compete for a championship now. And, you know, if you feel that way, then, you know, some guys that are older that have the mileage that Nick Chubb has, like, you want to be careful with those guys because you want them ready for December and January. So, you know, I don't have a real answer to that other than I think they're going to be cautious and take their time in bringing them back.
Albert Breer on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Albert, Kevin Stefanski announced today right off the rip he's going to keep calling plays despite the new offense and new offensive coordinator. This is the dreaded radio two-parter that I got to give you. Is Kevin Stefanski an elite play caller? And two, big deal, little deal, no deal, Kevin saying he's going to keep calling plays.
Yeah, I think Kevin's a really good play caller, you know, and I think the job they did last year was proof of it. But being able to win with different quarterbacks and morph the offense to what their quarterback was bringing to the table at that time, I think he's a really good one. Like, I think he's a really, really good play caller. And, you know, obviously they built a strong running game there and everything else. I think almost as interesting as the coordinator change to me is the offensive line coach change. And, you know, Andy Dickerson is very well thought of, but Bill Callahan was the best in the sport, you know? And so that part of it, I think, is going to be really interesting, seeing what happens with Andy Dickerson taking over for Bill Callahan. Yeah, I'd say, like, Kevin Stefanski is near the top of the league when it comes to offensive play callers.
But you wouldn't say elite. Sorry, we got into a semantics debate earlier, Albert, and I'm just being petulant. Do we have a timeline on an 18-game season for the NFL?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I'd say 2029 would be the big checkpoint coming, right? Like where, you know, you're looking at probably the end of 2029. That's when the opt-out is, and we're in the broadcast deals. And I would say by then they're going to want to go to that market with an 18-game schedule in place. So could it happen earlier than that? Yes. I think in all likelihood they have something worked out to have an 18-game season before the 2029 season.
Albert, you yourself are elite. We appreciate you, buddy. And I know you're on the road, so this means even more, yeah, giving us your time here. So we appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your time in L.A.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Albert Breer there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I heard really good. I heard near the top of the league.
Near the top of the league, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I am near Progressive Field right now, but I'm not next to Progressive Field.
So if you're near
right
the top of the league and there's 32 head coaches, where would you say? Probably top five?
I'd say seven. Yeah, seven.
Seven is not near the top, Nick.
No. Near the top
seven
is...
Seven is like, that's the quarter of the league.
No, if you're at the top, you're in the top five.
Near the top. I'd say top five.
Maybe top
three or four.
No, then you're at the top. If you're top three, you are at the
creme de la
creme.
What do you think the word near means?
Thank you.
That means directionally close to.
When you're nearsighted, what's that mean, Nick?
I don't know. I'm not nearsighted.
According to dictionary.com, one of the synonyms for elite is upper class. Mm. So I think it's fair to say that Kevin Stefanski would be in the upper class of play callers.
Now, a synonym does not mean it's the exact same word, though, right? It means close to, in the same ballpark.
Wow.
Like near the top.
Just wow.
All I'm
Thank
saying.
God we're near the end of the show.
All I'm saying is you used the word elite, and then he said near the top. He said very good. So if we had asked Kyle Shanahan, elite, I'm going to go ahead and say that. And my point is now, how did you Jedi mind trick me into talking crap about Kevin Stefanski? That was not the point. The point is, he's a very good play caller. But to become elite, you have to do it in the playoffs, and you have to have multiple runs where everybody's watching, because I think if you asked even most ardent NFL fans, mm-hmm. maybe not the film studiers, mm-hmm. is Kevin Stefanski an elite play caller, they'd probably say, I don't know. Whereas if you asked any of the other guys who are at the top of the league, not near, they would say definitively.
So what does that matter? You think fans need to recognize him as being elite before he can be elite?
What about the media?
You think media members need to recognize him as elite before he can be considered elite?
I think consensus speaks to it's a well-known fact.
Or it speaks to a herd mentality. It could. Going off of what one thing they read, one thing they hear, and just going with it. It's
so
possible.
The thing that annoys me about where you're at is I use things like the herd mentality and mass perception is not always in line with reality. And so you're using my own bit against me.
I had no idea.
To what?
I don't listen to the show.
That's all right. Neither does Dustin. So it's right in line with what that chair does most days. I mean, he'll repeat what I said though. That's when I know he's really listening. I do think the offensive line coach thing's really interesting.
I agree.
And if you hear Wyatt Teller say it, Wyatt Teller was on the Go Long TD podcast and basically said this is the first time he's been excited to play football going into camp in as long as he can remember.
What do you think he means by that?
I think that Bill Callahan's constant, never-ending strictness, sternness,
Structure
probably weighed on these guys more than we knew when he was here. That doesn't mean, by the way, Andy Dickerson's going to get more out of this offensive line.
Right.
But there might be select guys that actually play better with a different style of coach. And that, like, so maybe that's Wyatt. Maybe that's Jed Wills.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we see a different level of Jed Wills because maybe that's not the style of coaching that he responds to most.
I took it the same kind of way, and it reminded me a lot of the Cavs moving on from J.B. Bickerstaff. It didn't speak to him. It didn't speak as much to him as a coach and what the Cavs believed he had accomplished. It was about, we need a new voice. We need somebody else that is going to instill more confidence in this group. And sometimes you're just around people so much that it can get tiring, and you do need a fresh set of eyes, right? You do need a fresh voice. You do need a fresh perspective. And if this guy, and I don't know if he's going to be the same caliber coach, but if he's the right coach for this group and they respond to him in a different kind of way, that may be beneficial. That may be what this group needs.
So what's interesting about it is I'm intrigued with Jed. And I'm definitely, because Wyatt said it, I'm intrigued to see where Wyatt's play is this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know the one guy that I'm terrified at the offensive line change about?
DeJuan Jones?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I think, if you heard Mary Kay Cabot this morning, Cleveland.com, the plain dealer with the Morning Boys, if you've heard a fair amount of people, Bill Callahan's being Bill Callahan is what drove DeJuan Jones into being, honestly, one of the most impressive rookie seasons I've ever seen from a football player, let alone a fourth-round pick coming in, starting at right tackle.
Yeah, it's one of those. It was a feeling that you had when the Browns had Bill Callahan that he would get the most out of a player.
Mm-hmm.
And even if a guy is not to a level of good, he would find a way to take a solid player and make him good. Or take a bad player with flaws, correct those flaws as best he could, mask those flaws as best he could, and make that guy serviceable. You know what I mean? Like, that was a built-in advantage, I feel like, the Browns had when it came to any offensive lineman.
And I think the fact that if very rarely a guy ever went elsewhere and did well, it was like, oh, that's on him.
Yeah.
Like, it almost became, it was as Teflon for the Guardians as Terry Francona was for a very long time in this town.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Bill Callahan was as an O-line coach. But it still makes you wonder, Will they get better? Will they get worse? Is different good in this scenario?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like Wyatt Teller thinks it is. I think I need about 17 games to know for certain. 216-474-0092. Do you think that if there are certain players who might be excited because there's a different message, different attitude, different approach on the offensive line, that we might get better versions of, like Wyatt Teller, like Jedrick Wills.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.